Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Musicians across the pond are fuming over Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's megabucks $25 million deal to produce feel-good woke podcasts for Spotify. That's the attention-getting headline from the New York Post, who name-drop Paul McCartney, Chris Martin, Kate Bush, Robert Plant, and Stevie Nicks as part of a story in which musicians called on the UK government to reform the way musicians are paid when their songs are streamed online, with many being paid less than a penny per stream. Musician Harrison Rees, a slightly less high profile than McCartney, said, "I believe what Spotify has done is unethical. We're only being paid 0.0038 pence per stream, but they are being able to pay out what is probably a multi-million dollar fee to Harry and Meghan. In reality, who wouldn't want to accept that sort of money to have their podcast broadcast, and is likely to be a positive thing for their listeners, as the Sussexes definitely are going to do a lot of good with their projects around the world. But this last year has been the most difficult one for musicians, where many have had the majority of the income lost, so I feel this is a kick in the teeth." At the time of this recording, Archwell Audio has released one episode, the 2020 Archwell Audio Holiday Special, a 33-minute and 22-second episode which was released on December 29th. The Sussexes' Spotify deal is reportedly worth $25 million. But they may need the money, because an expert has suggested Prince Harry and Meghan Markle could be dropped from the royal family in plans to streamline the monarchy. This story from the Metro, in which royal biographer Angela Levin thinks that Charles is looking to cut the monarchy down to save money. "Prince Charles has wanted for a very long time to cut the monarchy down to save costs and to make people be worth the money they got from the taxpayer," she told Talk Radio. "I imagine that might be when Harry and Meghan are ditched from being members of the royal family. I think the outer edge, which the Queen has wanted to keep together for a very long time for sentimental reasons, which at her age she didn't really particularly want to change, which I think is understandable. But he wants to change, and I think he will do that." If the podcast doesn't cover all the expenses, perhaps additional book sales may help. The Independent reports a new edition of a revealing royal biography about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is said to be released this summer. Finding Freedom, Harry and Meghan and the Making of a Royal Family is said to be published on August 5th with additional content, which will reportedly incorporate the dramatic details of the past year. The new version may include the news that Meghan suffered a miscarriage last summer, the couple's sensational interview with Oprah Winfrey, allegations that Meghan bullied royal staff, which she denies, the announcement that they are expecting their first daughter, and a death of Prince Philip. Details of Harry and Meghan's Netflix and Spotify deals may also be featured alongside facts about their new life in California. A senior courtier told the Sunday Times, "The Oprah interview detonated a bomb under the royal family, and most of them are still reeling in shock. The book will not help." Palace Intrigue will be right back. From NBC News, Oprah Winfrey was surprised at how open Prince Harry and Meghan were. Oprah said, "I had no idea it would have the reverberating impact that it has and continues to have. I did a lot of preparation for that. It was really important to me that what we put out there in the world was put out in the world at a time when everybody could see it, and that things didn't leak, and that things weren't misconstrued before the actual interview happened. Our shared intention was the truth. They wanted to be able to tell their story and tell it in such a way that allowed them to be as truthful as possible." When asked if she was surprised at how open the couple was, Winfrey responded, "I was surprised. I'm like, what, you're going there? You're going all the way there?" Oprah added, "What makes the interview powerful is when you have somebody else who is willing to be as open, as vulnerable, as truthful as they were. The reason the interview was what it was because they answered the way they did." And finally, prior to the funeral, we had noticed this story involving Piers Morgan. And given that today is all about the Sussexes, we thought we'd share. Piers Morgan had revealed to Extra what questions he would ask Meghan Markle. "I would say to Meghan Markle, look, sit down with me and your husband for an equally long interview, and let me ask you more difficult questions about all your claims. But let me ask you a wider question, which is this. If you hate the royal family that much, why do you keep your royal titles? Why do you keep calling yourself the Duke and Duchess of Sussex? Why would you do that if it's just not to make millions and millions of dollars? And playing the victim as you do is, frankly, nauseating." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.